Previously on No Reserves Radio.
Oh my God, Angelo, come on. have some self-respect. The Eagles can't hurt you if you don't constantly pander to them.
Here's the biggest indictment of Dame that I can say. Dame has been so like off this year that Ren went on live air and said Jalen Brunson deserved an all-star start over him.
You are now Angelo DiDeLulo.
Do you think it is possible that the management of the Memphis Grizzlies are just buying into the reckless youth movement and they got rid of the one person in the locker room that probably was telling Ja to knock it off?
Because he's taken advantage of me multiple times when I was younger. That sounded bad. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think you're correct in that assessment.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of No Reserves Radio. I'm your host, Angelo. With me, as always, is Alex. Alex, say something.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on, Angelo? And yeah, another football episode coming up.
So we are doing Alex a favor because I fucked up on the last episode. And it is accidentally 5 hours long with the last hour we recorded on like a 4 hour. So.
Oh, wait. Is it? Oh, yes. I thought because I was listening, I was trying to find where it ended. And it ended right about 2 hours. And then I heard nothing. And I thought it was nothing for about 3 hours.
It's nothing for 3 hours. I thought it. Because when I spliced it, it wouldn't like register that the audio was there, so I kept reinserting it. So it must have just added that. That's crazy. Anyway, I'll be fixing that, so you can look forward to that. This is going to be short, and we're going to do something special because Alex wanted to, and that's how we do things around here.
Short and sweet, and maybe a surprise coming later this week.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe. Okay. So, no big news to talk about, huh?
No, not at all.
Worried. No. Yeah. Just one small piece of news. Yep, while we were just peacefully living our day today, out of basically nowhere, a trade happened.
Yeah.
With a certain individual, a wide receiver.
No name
wide receiver that used to play for Buffalo. And now apparently he's going to play for the Houston Texans. That no name wide receiver? Stephon Diggs. Got traded.
Josh Allen is in trouble. First, I have a lot of thoughts and statements I'm going to make on this episode, but what do you think this means for Josh Allen? Because quite honestly, before Diggs, Josh Allen, and after Diggs, Josh Allen is two different quarterbacks. So do you expect a dip in production without Diggs on the field for Allen?
That's tough to say because there are still pieces that can be moved. There's still their first round pick, their second round pick in a very strong wide receiver class. And of course, they might not give you what Stephon Diggs gave you for the past few years. But what Diggs gave you last year wasn't that particularly special. It seemed like early in the season, he got rocked pretty hard in some of the routes that he ran. And after getting rocked, he sort of just try to avoid injuries, it seemed at times. So he wasn't as effective. Plus, he didn't really match that well with the OC that they got in, which, if I'm not mistaken, was Joe Brady, that they hired after firing their initial offensive coordinator. So I'm not so sure yet on how much this affects Allen. Like, in a vacuum, sure, losing a weapon like Diggs will affect you, of course. But I'm not so sure if I can say his overall production will take a dip after they are finished with the moves, because they added Curtis Samuel, for example. Yeah, they lost Gabe Davis, but I've never been that big of a Gabe Davis fan. And I'm fairly certain that now they can target wide receiver very early, even in the first round, and in a very good wide receiver class. I mean, if a guy like Xavier Worthy goes there, if a guy like Adonai Mitchell goes there, for example, I mean, those are good guys that can help your production being up. And this is just what the NFL is. I mean, they paid up at QB, and now this is the KC formula. They paid up for QB, and then they had to move off of Tyreek Hill. The pendulum fully swung the other way, and there's budget cuts that you need to make on that team. And this feels very much like a retooling season for the Bills. So for Allen in general, I think he will be okay still. Maybe he won't have that top. Oh, you don't think he will be okay?
No.
How much do you think this affects Josh Allen?
Josh Allen was already basically leading the league in interceptions with Stephon Diggs out there. I think this is going to be bad. I don't. You know what? I'm going to sound like a hater. I don't care. Josh Allen is not going to be considered one of the top quarterbacks in the league after this season.
That's a very bold statement.
It's a very, very bold statement.
I cannot get behind that. I think he will be fine. I don't think he will have the top.
The saving grace, and the only thing I think that might change that is the fact that he has. I think they're going to try to transition to where he's like Mahomes with Kelce, except he's going to have Dalton Kincaid / Dawson Knox, and they're going to run a lot of two tight end sets. And I think. What you're going to find is Josh Allen is going to be chucking it. When Josh Allen chucks it up, there's going to be a lot more picks. And that's kind of concerning because he already had, you know, averages double-digit picks every year. So, no, I think this has the potential to be catastrophic.
I understand you. However, I'm just not so sure. Could this just be that the Bills saw that the other shoe was going to drop, or his dropping already on Stephon Diggs, and the age is coming up to him, and they decided, because this is a move that by making it they will incur in a $32 million that cap hit, so they are hamstringing themselves with $32 million of money that they really can't do that they really can't do anything about. So this really feels like a retool here, where they moved off of a lot of vets, Tre'Davious White, for example, Jordan Poyer, now Stephon Diggs as well. They're moving off of a lot of guys, and they just seem to be going younger at positions. And I think this is just what they're trying to do. Yeah, maybe for fantasy, he won't be, I don't know, a top three option at QB. I'm still fairly certain he will be a top 10 option, probably a top 5 option, because of the rushing. I think this will be a more conservative offense, and I think this will just be a retooling year for them. I think they address wide receiver in the first or second round. There's still names out there. For example, guys like Odell Beckham Jr. are still available. There's talks that Chris Godwin could be moved.
That's an actual interesting person, because I think he could fill into the Stephon Diggs role very nicely. I'm not saying he's as good as Stephon Diggs, but his skill set is a lot more similar to Diggs than I think anyone else in free agency and anyone that they could draft, because they're going to have to develop someone if they draft someone.
Yeah, and there's talks that he can be moved, so I'm not sure how that would work money-wise, because they are not in the best position.
Does that put them in the Brian Thompson Jr., Xavier Worthy range? Where are they in the draft? Are they in the early 20s, if I'm not mistaken?
I think they are not. I think they're a bit lower than that, but I can double check right now. I'm fairly certain they're closer to the 25s.
Where is it? I had it. Oh, it's here. Here it is. Okay, so they are picking at 28.
28, wow, that's a lot later than I thought. Okay.
Yeah, so I think Brian Thomas likely goes top 15 at this point. Xavier Worthy's probably going to be in the 20s, alongside with Adonai Mitchell as well. So.
Oh. That's crazy. Well, that's going to be interesting then. But regardless, yeah, I think Chris Godwin's the best hope because I do. Man, I'm going to sound like such a hater this episode. I don't think Josh Allen's skill set is a skill set that that regresses and ages very gracefully.
I think it depends. Like, if he still keeps taking risks, rushing more, which he wasn't, to be honest, he wasn't rushing more for a good chunk of the season than when they eventually needed him to.
All I'm going to say is this. Yeah. There's a very fine line between Brett Favre and Kyle Bowler, and when Josh Allen doesn't have his legs, he's going to be flirting with that line.
That's a very hot take.
It is.
I'm not so sure if I'm there yet. I think Josh Allen, because there comes a point in which, okay, he was a different QB from before he had Diggs to now, where now he's a better QB. Now,
absolutely.
Could it be that now that he had the experience with Diggs, if he goes back to the same story, if he loses Diggs now, could it be that it just matured and developed as a QB more, so now he will 100%. Look better without Diggs than he did before Diggs?
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Looking better right now than he looked before they acquired Diggs. So I'm not saying he will look better without Diggs versus with Diggs.
No, 100%. If Josh Allen is as good as people tout him out to be, there will be that, like, because that's kind of what Patrick Mahomes went through, where he came in, he learned the system. You saw a lot of deep shots with Mahomes early. He lost Kelce, and he had to learn that, okay, it's okay to take checkdowns. It's okay to set up short passing to set up the deep pass. And it's okay to run the ball with someone other than yourself. So I think that if Josh Allen is as good as we claim he is, that progression will be there. And he has to be okay taking short little routes and lowering the amount of times he chucks it up deep to Diggs, because Diggs isn't there anymore. Who's there right now? He chucks it up deep to Sakir, whatever his name is. That's
Khalil
who it is
Shakir,
right now.
Yeah. Curtis Samuel and Justin Shorter, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. That's not so Josh Allen needs to, because he's fantasy produced and he's produced on the football field at a very high level the last few years. Okay. I know I get on him for the turnovers, but he has. If he wants to stay in that conversation, he has to take the next step of maturity. And I don't know if that's in him right now. I got to see it on the field.
Okay. But let me read you something here.
Sure. Absolutely. So,
these are the stats from Stephon Diggs. And I'm going to say, heck, even from week 7 onwards, how many 90-plus receiving yards games did he have since week 6?
2.
0.
0.
He had no games over 90 yards since week 7. He had a stretch of 5 games in the first 6 weeks where he was over 100. Since then, he had no games with over 90 yards. How many games over 80 yards?
1.
2. He had 2 games over 80 yards.
Nice.
like he wasn't that involved with the offense this year. And it showed on the field, and it's showing on the stats. I mean, he had the targets. He had 175 targets across the season, including the playoffs. But, I mean, it accounted for 117 catches, which is a 66.9 receiving percentage, which isn't great for him. And he accumulated a bit over 1,200 yards. These are just not top-level wide receiver numbers for Stephon Diggs, that is. Because, I mean, if we're looking at 2022, you have a guy here that posted over 1.5K yards receiving, 71.7 receiving percent. And it's a guy that it's a completely different wide receiver. Like, his PFF grade also took a big tumble. I mean, he had an 89.1. PFF grade in 2023, he ended up with a 79.1. I mean, this is just a wide receiver that seems to be declining. And we talked about it while we were doing the fantasy shows a bit back, that it just seems like he isn't the same guy anymore. Now, is that because he's a bit of a diva and things weren't going too well with the Bills, so he sort of just mailed it in? Because, like, last night even, a tweet came up from PFF, I'm not mistaken, with something in regards to Diggs, and then he commented on someone that was commenting the tweet saying something along the lines of, are you sure? In regards to the question that the person made of, like, without Diggs, does the offense work? And the guy said yes or something, and Diggs was like, are you sure about that? So he just seems to be a guy, when things aren't going his way, he sort of just mentally checks out. That's what he did with the Vikings before he left them. So could it be that? Is he declining that much? Like, he's 30 years old. He's going to be 31 while the season is ongoing. So, I mean, sure, we can say that Allen will take a step back. I'm just not so sure if last season he had the Stephon Diggs. So if you're telling me, like, he will take a step back because he won't have Diggs, did he have Diggs last season?
Well, I don't know. Diggs had, like, almost 1,200 yards last year, so... That's a lot of yards to just make up, buddy.
Sure. But those yards, I mean, he wasn't a game changer from week 7 on. Like, I'm sure they can get, like, Curtis Samuel can post up these type of totals. I mean,
stop it.
This is not a wide receiver one. Like, in the playoffs versus KC, he had 7 targets. This is the most important game of the whole season. He had 7 targets, 3 catches, 21 yards, no touchdowns. Worst PFF grade that he ever had this year with the Bills. 45.6. I remember even the drop that he had that was massive. I mean, it just does not feel like they are losing that big of a piece at his current state.
I don't know. It's kind of... So, fun fact. Fun fact, by the way.
Yes.
If you go to playerprofile.com, we should be sponsored by these motherfuckers at this point. If you go to playerprofile.com and you go to the game log on a particular player, it actually tells you the primary corner that was defending that wide receiver in that game. Would you like to know who was the primary corner on Stephon Diggs for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the last, how many weeks you want to go? The last 6 weeks? The last 7 weeks?
I mean, I gave you stats for the last, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 weeks. So
you're not going to go that far. You want 13? I'll give you 13. Okay, so that's week what? 7? Because
Week 7 onwards.
Okay, so this is one of the two that I think he had the soft matchup. J.C. Jackson was his week 7 corner. It was against Cleveland. Yards. He had 219 air yards. Okay. Oh, by the way, it shows air yards and red zone targets on here too. He had 219 air yards. So great.
He had 12 targets, 6 catches, 58 yards.
Yes, but he had like 150 unrealized yards. That's
great. That probably tells me that prime Stephon Diggs would probably realize those yards.
I don't know what the percentage, but anyway. Next, Carlton Davis. He had 70 yards. Do you know how many air yards he had?
How many?
74. He didn't realize 4 yards. So he did the most of that game with the opportunity he was given. There wasn't more he could do. And I don't think Carlton Davis is exactly a world-beating cornerback. But he wasn't given more opportunity. But yeah, exactly. It's good. Okay, now here's where it gets bad. Week 9 Cincinnati, Cameron Taylor-Britt. I've watched a lot of Cameron Taylor-Britt. He has been progressing very well, and he has been locking down some of the better wide receivers in the league. Can we acknowledge that's a hard matchup?
Yes. Okay. He's still a year 2 player, but yeah.
Okay, speaking of another year 2 player, week 10, Patrick Surtain. Do I need to explain that one?
No, you do not.
Okay. Week 11, this is when he should have feasted. Brandon Echols. I don't even know who Brandon Echols is.
If I'm not mistaken, he's a year 3 corner that plays slot.
Okay, but, and here's the problem. Like, we went back to realized air yards. He had 27 total yards. He had 36 air yards. He didn't realize 9 yards. He wasn't given the opportunity to take advantage of that. Then we go back to the burners.
He had 8 targets. He caught 4.
Yeah, but those other 4 targets he didn't catch weren't very far down the field. I'm just saying, maybe he could have yacked it, but I don't know. Anyway,
maybe he does not have the speed anymore.
You don't need speed to get open short.
Yeah, but you need speed to get the deep targets.
True. But week 12, Darius Slay. Don't need to say anything about that. Week 14, because apparently I'm guessing their bye was week 13.
Yes.
Okay, week 14, L'Jarius Sneed. Week 15, Stephon Gilmore.
Wait. L'Jarius Sneed, yes. Right? Great corner.
Yes,
yeah. L'Jarius. Okay.
Sure.
They franchise tagged him.
You bet. Huh?
Does that justify 12 targets, 4 catches, 24 yards?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Sure, he's going versus a great corner, good corner, whatever you want to call him. Isn't Stephon Diggs supposed to be that great wide receiver 1 that Josh Allen will be missing sorely? Like, I didn't see that. Sure, those are tough matchups, but that's a player that needs to beat those matchups. That's why he's being paid the money that he's being paid. But go on.
Week 16, Michael Davis.
Yeah, great.
That was a terrible game. But he had 114 air yards, which means about 100 yards on those 3 targets he missed. Well, yeah, 100 yards was on those 3 targets he missed. So I'm guessing they were deeper attempts. They were like 20, 30, 20 targets that he missed, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
No, anyway. Next, Jonathan Jones from New England. That one he should have played better. but then you finish off the season, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter, L'Jarius Sneed. Like, he didn't get that many easy matchups to begin with.
But he's not supposed to.
Do you think he's getting any better matchups with Houston? He's also going to be the wide receiver one for Houston. The wide receiver one isn't supposed to be getting those cake matchups, and he wasn't getting them last year or the year prior or the year prior. All of them so, in which he performed pretty
here's
well.
The thing. I hate to say this. Here's the thing. I think there are more targets on Houston's current roster before they added Diggs than are on Buffalo's roster last year. I'm struggling to think of a viable one outside of Dalton Kincaid.
So you think that... Wait. You lost me there. Do you think he will get more targets with Houston? Or do you think...
No, I think he'll get better matchups in Houston.
Okay, he will have better matchups because they have better wide receivers.
Yes!
Okay.
There's no one to take away attention. There was no one to take away attention from Diggs in Buffalo other than Dalton Kincaid. You can say what you want. Gabriel Davis is an average wide receiver. Shakir is an average wide receiver.
I agree with all of that. My thing is...
And they don't have a they didn't have a running game. Your best running back, spoiler alert, was Josh Allen. So
no, James Cook was pretty good.
I'm pretty sure Josh Allen led that team in yards. I'll double check.
Oh, no. You can
double check. You don't think so?
No. I will bet you whatever right now. James Cook led that team in rushing.
Bills rushing stats.
I mean,
2023 James Buffalo Bills
ran for over 1,000 yards.
Okay, you are right. Josh Allen. Okay.
I would be surprised if Josh Allen, and I'm not looking, he did not rush for over 400, did he?
He easily rushed for over 400. He had 524.
Okay. So half of what James Cook did, basically.
He had 100 carries. Over 100 carries.
Yeah, which is half of what James Cook had.
Yes.
Okay. Now, answer me this.
Sure.
Houston has better wide receivers. I'll give you that.
Yep.
Is Stephon Diggs wide receiver?
Better running backs and a better quarterback.
No, they do not have better running backs. James Cook is a better running back than whoever the Houston Texans have.
Okay. Joe Mixon?
He's better. At this stage.
Oh, man. Okay.
At this stage, at least, I think he's better.
Okay. If you say so, go on.
Now, will Stephon Diggs enter that wide receiver room and be wide receiver one? Yes or no?
Can't say yes for sure.
Okay, so you are losing. So the Bills are losing a wide receiver, and you're saying that Josh Allen will take a massive dip because they are losing a wide receiver that is not better, for sure, than Tank Dell or Nico Collins.
Right, but Tank Dell or Nico Collins would be the best targets on the Bills right now. So it's kind of hard discussion to have. Stephon Diggs is miles and above the best wide receiver on the Bills, but the second and third best wide receiver on the Texans are better than anything else behind Stephon Diggs on the Bills.
I think you are making Stephon Diggs a better player than he's currently.
He's coming off a 1,200-yard season, Alex!
Which is his worst since 2019.
That's saying something, Alex!
Yeah, it's saying that he had 48 more yards this year than he had in 2019. And he had almost nearly double the amount of targets and double the amount of receptions.
So you have confidence in... Okay.
I think Allen takes a small dip in production because he won't have the ceiling plays. But I think he also took a dip last season because he did not have Stephon Diggs. He had a copy of him last season.
Okay, so and I think what does he have now?
Overestimate.
What does he have now?
He has Curtis Samuel, the first round pick in the draft.
Oh my god!
And he has Khalil Shakir, Dalton Knox, Dalton Kincaid, and Kevin.
It's Dawson Knox. Is any of that anywhere close to a copy of Stephon Diggs or, you know, 15?
From last year, Stephon Diggs?
Yes.
Maybe.
No, stop it. Stop it.
Pick one. First pick in the draft might be.
Stop it, Alex.
He did not have a good season last season. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, he was taken out of a majorly, very important plays. For example, deep, long third downs, he was taken out of the field for guys like, I don't know, was it like Jameson Crowder? No, it was something, some old vet that took his spot in long third downs. He had costly mistakes. I remember the one versus KC. In the divisional playoffs, in which the ball just completely went through his hands. He had fumbles, plenty of fumbles. That's also not very him at this point. That's his worst fumble grade that he has since, again, 2019. That's just one of his worst fumble grades that he ever had. So I think he's a player that really was hurting last season, and I'm not so sure if they are losing that much from losing him right now. He had drops, he had fumbles, he had just miscommunication plays with his QB, he threw tantrums in time. Now, I do not see it. I think losing this Stephon Diggs isn't the same as losing 2022 or 2021 Stephon Diggs.
Oh no, he regressed greatly, but regress Stephon Diggs is better than anything on that roster currently.
Sure, but what if they add a wide receiver in the class, of this class, in the draft? What if they add Adonai Mitchell, for example?
Is Justin Jefferson coming? Is Ja'Marr Chase coming?
I mean, but that's so much better than what they had last season with Diggs.
Oh my god. You think rookie Adonai Mitchell is going to be better, is confidently better than what they had with Stephon last year?
I'm confident that whatever wide receiver they draft in this class, if given 175 targets, pretty strong and will probably get 1.2K receiving yards. Yeah.
Oh, man. That is rough.
I really don't think those 175 targets were well used by Diggs.
That hurts my soul. We could have made the whole
episode. I think if you give those 175 targets to, let's say, let me be bold here. If you give that 175 targets to Odell Beckham Jr., he probably gets you a similar season.
And we're done. That's wraps. Bye. I'm done. You did not just say Odell no ACLs Beckham Jr. would have had a better season with Stephon Diggs target share.
You heard it.
I can't believe you just said that.
I'm just going to say he had a very similar player grade from PFF last season, Odell Beckham. I mean, with 62 targets, he got, and this is 62 targets from Lamar Jackson, he got 565 yards. With almost three times the amount of targets, you make the calculations, man.
I think you're crazy.
Do you know, what was I looking for? Do you know who had more drops between the two as well?
Odell played like five games. I hope it's seven.
Okay, he had three times less the amount of targets. Let's multiply the amount of drops that he had for three. How many drops do you who had more drops, do you think?
Probably if you Stephon. Do that? Because
yeah, Stephon
had
double the amount of drops. Even after tripling the amount of drops that Odell Beckham got.
Kind of not fair to Stephon because Stephon had busy matchups that I'm sure Odell didn't even have to sniff. And the amount of targets that I just
you
don't
know, think that's fair. You know, the Stephon Diggs fan club membership is really showing right now, huh?
Oh my god. This guy.
This guy, Angelo, used to be Stephon Diggs' number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
And this leads me to something, and this is the other part that we need to discuss now, outside of the Bills. Mm-hmm. Like, when Diggs got traded to Buffalo, you were pretty adamant that that's a step back and that his fantasy production would take a hit. Now that he gets moved to Houston, how do you think that impacts Stephon Diggs?
Oh, he's not going to have another. Yeah, I think he'll probably hover around 900 this year.
Oh, you don't think he gets 1,000 yards?
I don't think he gets 1,000 yards, no.
Okay, so we differ here as well. So I'm gonna choose to believe that his dip in production wasn't necessarily him declining that much. Sure, he declined. But I don't think it's just purely on him. And I'm going to say that his decline and his underwhelming production came on the back of being done with the team after they got Joe Brady, and Joe Brady wasn't really interested in feeding them the ball. And I'm going to say that he maybe has a bounce back season here for Houston. I think he's the better wide receiver that they have in general.
Are you saying that Houston's going to funnel targets into him? Because if you think they're going to funnel targets into him, then I disagree with my own prediction. But I just think...
Yeah, I think he will be the wide receiver one.
We'll see.
I think one of those guys in Nico Collins or Tank Dell is going to take a step back. I don't... Thank you, trade for a guy like Stephon Diggs. Although they didn't really pay much. They traded like a second round. And guy, if I'm not mistaken, like a fifth and a sixth or a fifth and a fourth, something like that, back with Diggs. I don't think you trade for a guy like Diggs without having a game plan and without talking to him about what his role will be with the team. So if he is not washed, I think his role is pretty big, and I think he will sap away targets from the Noah Browns of the world, the Collins of the world, Tank Dell of the world. I think they all take a step back, and Diggs probably gets around 150, 130 targets.
Hmm. Okay.
So I think there's actually a chance here for a small bounce back season. Now, this could just be my optimistic self talking because I do have him in Dynasty Nas.
Uh-huh.
But, but I'm going to choose to believe that. That maybe this is better. Because now you get a young QB who is eager to throw the ball. Now he has his first, like,
and a better true quarterback. Alpha.
Stop it, Angelo. You're looking like those Houston Texans fans who are now going to Twitter and Reddit and all that, just saying that now they are Super Bowl contenders. And it's like,
I don't know about buddy. Super Bowl contenders, but I will say that if you told me right now, if you're from the future and you told me right now that by the end of this season, C.J. Stroud is viewed as a better quarterback than Josh Allen. I can't say. I don't think I'd be too surprised. I'm not going to lie.
Stop it. Don't test me. All right. There's no chance. Come on now.
There's no chance, huh?
No chance. Okay. That will happen. I would be I would be less surprised with going into this season with Houston having all of these big aspirations for titles and all of that, and Stroud taking a step back to the elite rookie season that he just had, then I would be surprised for them actually being a Super Bowl contender. So I think it's Alex, more likely the first than the second.
Future Alex, what do you think about CJ Stroud being a better quarterback than Josh Allen by the end of the season?
I think you're on shrooms. Future Alex just spoke. That's past Alex.
That's about to be future Alex.
No, I just can't see it. But I think this will be better for Diggs. I think he will be more motivated to prove the haters wrong. I think he will be
Time out now. If you think that this is better for Diggs, do you also see CJ Stroud is better than Josh Allen?
No, I think Diggs is a guy that really has a very big ego. And you should, like, for being a wide receiver in the NFL, I mean, you should have a big ego. And I think he suffers from that. And I think just moving out of Buffalo will give him the same sort of boost that moving out of Minnesota gave him. So I think you will see a season or two of very good Diggs play. Like a lot of effort that he really wasn't showing with the Bills. Less temper tantrums. And maybe we'll try to be a leader of the team. And now we'll just repeat this after like two seasons. We'll be back at it.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Or I think that's good enough to be the episode, Alex. I hate to say it.
Okay, there was only one more thing that was newsworthy the whole week, as far as I saw it, and it was the Rashee Rice car accident.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so apparently he was just drag racing, like he had a Corvette on his name or something like that, and then he rented another car. It was something like that, like a Porsche or a Lamborghini. I think it was a Lamborghini. I think he had a Lamborghini, and there was the car. What did I say? Was it Corvette? Yeah, Corvette. I think that's what he had. So he had those two cars. One of them was in his name. The other was rented to him. And apparently it was just street racing, caused a massive collision on, I think that was a highway, as far as I saw it. I don't think so. I think someone went to the hospital and he sort of fled the scene. Because there's...
That's not good. That's a bad luck.
Yeah. There's dash cam footage of someone that was in the accident spot, wasn't involved with the accident, but show them leaving the car and just taking off. Now, like, his counselor mates, and he was looking for legal help. Police was looking for him because the cars were registered in his name. And I believe his counselor made some sort of statement, the typical statement that you usually make. Now, if no one died and there was no alcohol involved, which really can't be proved right now, as far as I know, that might be the reason why he fled the scene. I'm not so sure if anything major happens to him outside of the slap on the wrist, six games that you're going to miss. Because there's footage. That's just how the NFL works. So I could see that. But if nothing more comes of it, I think he will probably be fine. It just depends, like, on how much power he has there. Like, I heard that the accident, if I'm not mistaken, was in Texas, and Texas state law or something like that isn't like, if someone was really hurt from that accident, Texas law isn't too benevolent on those guys, so tries to really drag the hammer down for those sort of accidents. So I don't know. Right now, there's very little information on what's going on. I would advise not to sell Rashee Rice, because from what we know right now, I think a slap on the wrist six games is likely what he gets.
But I mean, things change. So if you own Rishi Rice anywhere in Dynasty, I would advise you to stay very plugged on social media. Follow the right pages on Twitter for guys that handle legal stuff and relate that to fantasy football. And stay up to date because, I mean, this could be a situation in, I don't know, we think he will stay with, like, where what?
Where Alex looks silly for saying hang on to Rishi Rice.
Yeah, it could be. It definitely could be. It could be that it just takes six games. Could be that he isn't even punished by the league, which I really doubt. Or could be a rug situation. I don't think alcohol is involved or they can really prove that. But I mean, we never know with this stuff. So stay tuned and try to stay ahead of the curve because what I'm saying right now might not be real in like 2 hours or when you're listening to this.
Good advice, Alex. Good advice as always.
As always.
Yeah. Except when you talk about Josh Allen. Bad advice then.
Have to come. Okay. So do you have anything else to add? This is a very short episode. This is like less than an hour.
It is, but you're gonna get the fixed episode from last week this week. So
yes. And you're getting a little sweetener that you might be interested later this week. As well.
You might. Depends on Alex's mood, you know. Maybe Alex doesn't feel as, you know, forgiving. You know, maybe Alex just wants to go and have a
game. You're really Alex far away from the mic today, aren't you?
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Hey.
Nope, sorry.
Your voice is just drifting away.
I moved it to a different angle. But no, maybe Alex isn't very nice and forgiving, and maybe Alex just gets away, you know? Who knows? You'll have to stay tuned to figure it out. But
yeah. If anything comes, when is it?
Any hate, it's going to be Friday at 10.
Friday. Stay tuned.
We'll see. Also, I didn't tell you this. I need to talk about this before we go off air. So, fun fact.
Yes.
We haven't released a basketball episode in 2 weeks now. So the football has been carried. Indeed it has. But
we are carrying this on our back.
The basketball should be back though. Maybe. Possibly. I hope. Anyway, that's it for me.
All right then. Guys. As usual, if you hanged around for this long, just if you're listening on the podcast app, if you're listening on Spotify app, yeah, this full hour. If you're listening on any of those platforms, just leave us a 5-star review, turn on the auto downloads, leave us a comment as well. All of those good stuff. We like all of that. If you're listening on YouTube, all of that spiel, turn on the ringing bell, turn on, what more is it? Now that's just notifications. Subscribe, leave a like, leave a comment as well. And as always, guys, talk to you later. That this week might be a bit earlier than usual.
And Alex doesn't care about your feelings.